Hey, this is Shahid Chaudhary, and today we're going to learn how you can take your Unity 5 game and export to Windows 10 in the new universal format.
You can find this guide on my website at wakeupandcode.com. Just search for Windows 10 and Unity 5. The first step to developing any applications for Windows 10 is to enable developer mode. To enable it, simply search for developer mode after you click the Start button and click on Use Developer Features. Once you select the Developer Mode radio button, this will enable Developer Mode on your machine. Now you're ready to develop Windows 10 apps using any tool, whether it's Visual Studio or a third-party application. Next, you need to enter your game details in Unity itself. Within the Unity Editor, click on File and Build Settings, and then click on the Player Settings button. This will allow you to edit the company name and product name. Just make sure you don't use any special characters. Next, you need to export to the Windows 10 Universal Format. Once again, in the Build Settings window, scroll down the list of platforms that are available. You'll find a listing called Windows Store. There are multiple options for the SDK dropdown for Windows Store. In this case, we'll select Universal 10, and the UIP build type actually has two options, XAML and Direct3D. For our purposes, we'll select XAML. As of this latest build on Unity 5.2, I've noticed that if you export to Direct3D, it creates a Windows project that you can open up in Visual Studio, but it has some compilation errors that require some manual fixes, namely the namespace name. There's a placeholder value there. You don't have to be worried about that right now, as long as you select XAML as your UAP build type. The checkboxes that follow are optional. You can check Unity C# projects and development builds while you're still developing it, and if you'd like to open up the projects in Visual Studio. Once you start exporting it, you can select a folder for the builds, and Unity will build your project and output a Visual Studio project and solution file that you can open in Visual Studio 2015. Just make sure you have the Windows 10 SDK installed before opening it. Once you open up in Visual Studio, you need to change the platform to x86 or x64. In my case, I've changed it to x64 based on my 64-bit laptop. By default, it lists ARM as the first item in the list, and it selects ARM as the default. Since my laptop does not have an ARM processor, I will not be selecting ARM. Next, I can build the solution using F6 or clicking the Build button. Then I can allow the packages to restore as it's building the project. Then I can run it. While this is all happening, I should also verify that the build has succeeded. Next, I need to associate my game with the store app listing. If I right-click on my game project, I can click on the store icon or the store item in the menu and select Associate App with the Store. You'll notice that there are multiple projects in the solution, but I won't click on the ones that start with assembly. Instead, I'm clicking on the one that has my project name on it. You'll be prompted to select a game that you've listed in the store, or you may reserve a new name for your game. This should associate your app with the store. Next, we have to add some images for our game. This includes splash screen images, icons, or other images that represent your game in the store. The images will appear as placeholder images within an asset subfolder inside your project folder. Now, this is not the same asset subfolder that you see in Unity while building your game. Rather, this is another subfolder that appears in the project folder for the Visual Studio exports for Windows 10. Here, you can see that I've replaced a couple of those Unity placeholder images with my own images. There's a tile image, there's a logo image, and a splash screen image, a couple of other images as well. Once these are replaced, you can now run the WAC tool, which is a Windows App Certification Kit. Simply right-click on your project once more, go to the Store option, and click Create App Packages. This will prompt you through a couple of dialog boxes through which you can create your app packages that will be ready to be uploaded into the Windows Store. Once the packages have been created, you'll be shown an output location where your app packages have been exported. Finally, you can click on the Launch Windows App Certification Kit button to launch the actual WAC tool. So your packages have now been created and it will go through certification on your local machine. So this isn't the final certification that is done after you upload the game. This is done to make sure your file and your packages and your game does not have any immediate bugs that make it crash, that there are no images missing, and so on. Each game will be different. You may have a failure for different reasons. If something fails, you'll get detailed reasons on why it failed, so you should fix your issues and repeat the step. If everything passes, you can now proceed to the next step. Go to dev.windows.com, and once you log in to your Windows account, you can click on the dashboard and submit a new game. Here you can see I have a game called My Awesome Game, and I've already started creating this app on the store. And I can click on Start Your Submission to actually submit my packages. In this next screen, you can see that I have additional information about the game, with pricing and availability and app properties and so on. In the packages area is where I would upload the AppX packages that were generated earlier. And when everything has been set, I can finally click on the Submit button to submit to the store. So the recap of what we just did was to enable developer mode in Windows 10. Next, we entered our game details in Unity. We exported to the Windows 10 Universal Format so we could open up in Visual Studio and build our solution. We associated our app with the store app in our accounts. We added some required images, such as the logo, icon, and splash images. We ran the WAC tool after building our packages. And finally, we published to the Windows Store. Now let's see a live demo of all these steps. I'm going to step out of the slides and go directly to Unity. Here I have Unity open with the sample game project that I obtained from Unity Technologies. This is a simple two-player game where I can move two tanks around using my keyboard keys. We'll go ahead and play the game really quick. So that was my attempt at playing the game with a keyboard controlling both the players. Obviously, I'm not very good at controlling these tanks, but we'll take a look at what it looks like when we open up our build settings. Let's click on File on the top left. We'll click on Build Settings. Here we can see that there's a player settings button, and if I click on that, that lets me change my player settings and have my company name and my product name being displayed on the right. Also in the player build settings window, I can see the Windows Store has been selected. The SDK dropdown has a few options for me. I've selected Universal 10 as the first option. And for UAP build type, I've selected XAML. And I've left my other checkboxes as is. I've selected the first two in this case. Again, before we make sure that we actually start building stuff and opening it up in Visual Studio, we have to enable developer mode. So I'll show you where that is. If I click on the Windows button on my keyboard, I can start typing in developer mode. And then when I click Enter, it opens up this settings dialog, in which case I can see developer mode is already selected. Let's go ahead and close that. If I click on File and Build Settings again, I can click on the Build button for the Windows Store since I have Universal 10 selected. This will ask me whether I want to continue. I'll say yes, and I can choose an existing location. Here, I have a couple of options where I've outputted the Windows 10 application with different settings. Once that's done, it will create a Visual Studio solution in that specific location. So I've already done this. You can create this in any folder you want. What I did was I created a build subfolder and created another subfolder within it for different build options. So let's actually go into that folder to see what that looks like. So I copied that path. I'm going to open up Windows Explorer and take a look at my XAML folder. In this case, I called my folder Windows 10 XAML because I chose the XAML option. Here I have a Visual Studio solution called myawesomegame.sln. So I have this open in Visual Studio. And the first time it opens up, it actually selects ARM or ARM as your type for the CPU type. So I switched it to x64, and I can click on the green play button to actually run the game within Visual Studio. This takes a few seconds, but it'll actually allow me to debug and run the game for within Visual Studio itself. So it gives us a couple of seconds, and you'll notice that at the lower right, I have a green progress bar running quickly, or rather slowly in this case, to the right. But what it does is it builds the project, compiles it, and makes sure that everything is running. If you see any errors in your window, you have to make sure that you don't have any files you may have changed accidentally. You might have to rebuild your game. But in this case, I have no errors, and my game is running successfully. The splash screen comes up for a second, and right after that, you should see the actual Unity logo come up, because I've been using the personal edition of Unity. As you may know, the difference between personal and professional, one of the differences is that the personal edition will always display the Unity logo in the front. So now it appears to be hanging right now. So what could be going on? I see that Visual Studio is flashing down here, so let's click on that, see what's going on. So I actually had a pop-up here. It's asking me whether I want to continue debugging. I'm going to say yes. I'll go back to my window here. So it was actually not hanging. It was asking me whether I wanted to continue debugging or not. So now that I've clicked continue, you see the Unity logo come up because this is the personal edition, and I can run this game. So now stop the game from running. I can go ahead and right-click on the project and click on the store icon. And I have two ways to interact with the store. The first item is associate app with the store. I can click next here. And if you're logging in for the first time, you may be prompted to sign into the Windows Store. I've already logged in, so I can click next. So here it checks my developer account to see if I have any existing app names. At the bottom here, I could reserve a new app name if I wanted to and click on the reserve button. Or I can select one of the existing app names that will be retrieved from my account. I can select My Awesome Game and click Next, and this should associate my game with the listing in the store. I can right-click on it again, click Store, and the next option here is to create app packages. This is a little longer process, so I won't go through the whole thing right now. If I click on Next, it checks my developer account again. It will show me the app name that it has been associated with. If I were to go through all these steps, it would create app packages in a certain path. The path that is shown here, you can change the path, but make a note of it. I'm going to go ahead and select that. And if you create the app packages for the selected platforms, it will dump all of them into additional subfolders. You can then run the Windows App Certification Kit, or the WAC tool, to certify that your game is free of errors and other problems it might have. So once your game passes certification locally, you're now ready to upload the package. So I'll go ahead and say no, or yes, rather, I would like to cancel. And I will go ahead and go to my folder. So I'm going to go ahead and copy that path in. And I have the app packages folder. You see I've built the packages over multiple platforms. So the latest one down here, maybe that's the one I wanted to upload for the x64 version. And I see there's an apex file. And that's the file I'd like to upload to the Windows Store. So if I go to the Windows Store, I go to dev.windows.com, and I log in with my dev account, and I click on Dashboard. And under Dashboard, I can see a listing of all my games, and I can submit a new game. In this case, I've created a new listing called My Awesome Game. It's the same one that you saw from within Visual Studio. So here I have one submission. I can click on that, and you see that it's currently in progress because I did create it earlier. So here you have different things you can add, the pricing availability, different app properties, and the most important thing here is the packages item. You click on that to upload that AppX package I showed you earlier. Once everything's done and you've added all your information, you can now click the Submit to the Store button. So now your game is ready to be submitted to the store. Once it has passed certification on the Microsoft end, you should get an email that lets you know when your game is available in the Windows Store. We hope you enjoyed this guide.